USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration may be looking to enlist commercial airliners in the evacuations out of Kabul. The New York Times reporting that the Pentagon is looking into reactivating the Civil Reserve Air Fleet, which would bring nearly 20 commercial jets from up to five airlines into the efforts to get American citizens and Afghans with special immigrant visas out of the country. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson has been hospitalized with COVID-19 along with his wife, Jacqueline. In a statement, the Rainbow Push Coalition said that the 79-year-old is being monitored by doctors and that Jackson was fully vaccinated, receiving his first dose in January. And parts of New England are beginning to feel the effects of Hurricane Henri as the Category 1 storm nears the northeast coast. New York City has declared a state of emergency, with Mayor Bill de Blasio warning New Yorkers to stay indoors if they can, as heavy winds, rain, and storm surges are expected in the city. The storm is expected to make landfall on Long Island or southern New England Sunday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The State Department said Wednesday that American citizens and Afghans trying to get to the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul are being stopped by Taliban checkpoints across the city. The Taliban had previously made public statements that they would allow safe passage to those who wished to leave the country. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says that the U.S. is using all of its resources to put pressure on the Taliban to allow free passage to the Kabul airport.
We have seen reports that the Taliban, contrary to their public statements and their commitments to our government, are blocking Afghans who wish to leave the country from reaching the airport. Our team in Doha and our military partners on the ground in Kabul are engaging directly with the Taliban to make clear that we expect them to allow all American citizens, all third country nationals, and all Afghans who wish to leave to do so safely and without harassment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Survivors of last week's major earthquake that struck Haiti are still struggling to receive much-needed aid in some of the hardest-hit areas of the island. UNICEF says nearly 10 tons of medicine, water, and hygiene supplies arrived in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Friday, with another 30 tons expected in the coming days. Mercy Corps is one of the many non-governmental agencies working to provide aid in the country. Christy Delafield is on the ground in Haiti with the group and tells CBS News about the efforts that group is making to deliver aid to the hardest hit communities.
We find that it is a critical moment in these first weeks after an emergency to set up a long-term response. And frankly, that's what the communities deserve. That's what they are looking for and asking for from us, is to listen to them, to put them in the driver's seat, and to really understand what is most important for that long-term recovery. So that's things like buying locally rather than shipping supplies in, because that is better for the local economy. So in addition to shelter kits that we are delivering, we are also doing cash assistance so that people can purchase what they need most urgently, which often varies from person to person. Someone may need to replace a wheelchair. Someone else may have lost livestock. And it's really important that people be able to purchase what they need. You know, if you don't have a baby, you don't need diapers.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.